Georgia is one of the states that has not created its own state-managed health insurance exchange, which means the federal government's exchange is really the only place where Georgians can enroll. Is that correct?
That is correct. However, there are five plans that are participating in this private health insurance exchange, and it gives people in the state of Georgia a fair number of choices.
When you say five plans, can you briefly tell me what they are?
So the five plans are Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, Alliant Health Plans, AmBetter from Peach State Health Plan, Humana, and Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Georgia.
And within those plans, there are different levels of coverage that one can opt for. Like, is it bronze, silver, and platinum?
That is correct. One can take a look at that, identify what they believe their risk is, what they would want to afford. Most of the financial assistance that's available is geared at the silver plan, which is about in the middle.
And despite problems with the online site when it debuted last fall, everything seems to be working as it should now. Still, for those who don't have access to a computer, how do they sign up?
Well, there's a phone number that they can call. It's 800-318-2596. And that enables you to talk to a real live individual who can help you make the decisions, answer any questions, and walk you through the process.
We've heard talk of the navigators, the counselors, the specialists who are available to help folks choose the plan that fits them. Are they only available on a phone line, or can you meet with them in person?
They are available to meet in person. There are community-based organizations throughout Georgia, for instance, who have been trained to assist people in filling out the application. Those are the assisters. And others who are trained as navigators. And those are all available by going through the website or calling the number 800-318-2596.
And their services are available free of charge?
Yes, they are. Everything is geared, as we are, to try to help people get the health insurance and the financial assistance for which they're eligible and have a right to access.
The most recent numbers I have indicate that more than 140,000 Georgians have enrolled so far. 28% of those are between the coveted 18 to 34-year-old age bracket. Do you know how many people in the state have not signed up that need to by March 31st, by the deadline?
There are about close to 500,000 people who would be eligible for a financial subsidy if they were to sign up before March 31st. And so, you know, we're talking about in the neighborhood of 300,000 individuals who could sign up today and would be able to get financial assistance.
Are there people in Georgia who already have insurance whose policies do not meet the ACA standards? And if so, what should those people do? And how would they know?
Well, the best way to know is to look at your insurance policy, but if they're anything like me, that will not give me much of a clue. Those policies are very complex. There again, they can call the 800-318-2596 number and do a comparison between their current insurance. However, if you do have insurance through your employer, you will not be eligible for the subsidy. But most people who are uninsured are eligible for the subsidies and should sign up through healthcare.gov.
Well, let's talk about these subsidies. Some people, based on their income level, will qualify for financial subsidies. Do those amounts vary based on how many dependents you have?
The amount of subsidy varies based upon the number of dependents as well as the amount of income. So for an individual, they're eligible for a subsidy if their income is between $16,000 and $46,000. For a family of four, if their income is between $32,000 and $94,000. The lower your income, the more likely you are to get a substantial subsidy.
And how do these subsidies work? Are they tax credits?
These subsidies are tax credits, so anyone who's signing up has a choice. They can either get the tax credit paid directly to the health insurance company, so that lowers their bill that they have to pay, or they can choose to pay the full amount of their insurance and then get the tax credit when they file their taxes in the following year.
Well, I think that clarifies a lot for people who may not have the cash on hand each month to pay their premium and then waiting till the end of the year when they file their taxes with the IRS. Well, that's when I get my credit, but that won't help me from month to month if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, will it?
No, not at all. And let me just give you an example. There's a person who we've talked to whose name is Tom, who lives in Sarasota, not too far from Atlanta, and they were paying $850 each month to keep their business afloat. They were paying $850 in their premium with a $10,000 deductible. They signed up on the exchange, and now their insurance costs them $46 a month with a $1,000 deductible. So for them, it was a great deal. And I think there are many people in Atlanta who will find that they have a similar kind of deal if they go to healthcare.gov and check out their opportunities for health insurance.
Subsidies, financial assistance. Does it just apply to monthly premiums, or can the deductibles and copays be covered by the federal government as well?
That, again, is based upon your income. So when you have a lower income, there is another piece that kicks in that helps you cover the out-of-pocket costs for the deductibles and the co-insurance.
What's the difference between qualifying for Medicaid and getting insurance through the Federal Insurance Exchange?
Well, Medicaid is a government-run insurance program. The largest part of the money is funded by the federal government and the other part by the state government. Under the Affordable Care Act, 100% of that's covered by the state government. The marketplaces, the exchanges, is private insurance. So you are paying, you're getting private insurance, and if you're in the right income level, you will get financial help in paying that premium. And that's a big difference between a government program and private insurance.
And how will that impact Georgians, because the state has decided not to expand Medicaid coverage?
There are many Georgians who might have been eligible for Medicaid if Georgia had decided to expand coverage, but there's still close to 500,000 people in Georgia who would be eligible for financial assistance in getting health insurance through the marketplace.
Based on the requirements of the Affordable Care Act and the limits of Georgia law, is it possible to fall through the cracks in the state in that you will not be able to get insurance?
There are individuals, mostly single adults, who will not be eligible for Medicaid and will not have income that's high enough to enable them to get the subsidies. So there are some people who will fall in the cracks.
What income levels are we talking about?
We're talking about individuals who make less than $16,000 a year and are not eligible for Medicaid in the state of Georgia.
Is there a lag time between the date when you enroll and when the coverage becomes active? Or what is the lag time?
If they wait till the end of the month, then they will not get covered until May 1st. So that's not really much of a lag at all.
What should you receive from your insurance company once you've enrolled?
Once you've enrolled on healthcare.gov, what you will get is that information will be sent electronically to your new insurance company, and they will send back to you a bill for your monthly premiums. And you will get that monthly premium, and you also get a statement of what you're covered for and what the provisions are of your insurance program.
Dr. John Lumpkin is a senior vice president with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Lumpkin, thank you for taking the time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Take care.